there's many, many things about the patient. The patient knows a lot more about their care. They know what they want about care. And so what we want to do is we want to be ahead of what the patient needs are so that we can facilitate the conversations when they come into their physician.
From InterSystems, it's the Healthy Data Podcast. I'm Jordan Cooper. To learn more about this and other episodes, please visit podcast.healthydata.com.
Welcome to Healthy Data Podcast. We're here today with Otto Angulo, the Senior Director of Digital Consumer Engagement at AtlantiCare Health. AtlantiCare is a health system, for those who don't know, based in Egg Harbor Township in New Jersey with 600 inpatient beds, two hospitals, one payer, 10 urgent care centers, 130 locations, and 1,100 physicians. Otto, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me, Jordan, and, you know, looking forward to the conversation.
Great. So I think today what we're going to discuss, since you're the Senior Director of Digital Consumer Engagement, I understand you've been working on a project called Patient 360, focused on a personalized healthcare journey. Many of our listeners, as we've discussed earlier, are very interested in a digital front door. Our listeners are interested in hearing what AtlantiCare has been doing to facilitate the personalized healthcare journey. So can you tell our listeners what the Patient 360 initiative is, how it came to be, and then what some of the challenges are, how it's being implemented? Just walk us through it.
Yeah, so Patient 360 is the way that we, you know, we kind of have named our vision of how we are going to look at the patient from every aspect of the journey. So we're moving towards this model of understanding where the patient is, mm-hmm. how can we treat him better, what are the things that they need, and how do they, you know, what are their preferences, and how can we improve their well-being. That, you know, comes with a lot of different pieces, one of them being we have to streamline our technologies. We have to make sure that you talked about the digital front door. The digital front door cannot be fragmented. We have to make sure that everything that we do is tied to a goal. And that goal is going to bring us growth as an organization. You know, right now the patient is not happy. You know, and, you know, we know that, you know, across the board, healthcare systems are challenged with this because there's many, many things about the patient. The patient knows a lot more about their care. They know what they want about care. And so what we want to do is we want to be ahead of what the patient needs are so that we can facilitate the conversations when they come into their physicians. And at the same time, they come to their physicians, they're engaged. And we can continue that relationship with them, you know, in a lifetime cycle so that we're not just bringing new people into the system. We want to make sure that we activate them, we engage with them, and we retain them. So we have been looking at this. That's why we call it Patient 360. We're looking at how this cycle of the patient is. You know, if you were in retail, if you were in other industries, that's the way you treat your consumer. And that's the way that we want to make sure that our patients feel the same way.
And I believe you've broken this into a few different verticals for Patient 360. There's need, preferences, well-being, and touch points. Can you speak about those four different verticals and then we'll break them down further?
Yeah, so we're looking at this in three or four different things. You know, what are needs? So every patient's needs are totally different. Not everybody has the same healthcare journey. You know, my journey is totally different than yours, Jordan, and, you know, whatever, you know, my wife or, you know, anybody within my, you know, they have a different journey, but you want to make sure that you are touching them in their, however we need them to be, but at the same time, keep their nucleus or their family group or their caretakers involved in that journey. Right now, a lot of things that happen is that healthcare, you know, is managed by somebody else, or, you know, or by an individual, but nobody else knows about it. And so you want to make sure that's making sure that the needs are being taken care of in all those aspects. Second, you know, preferences. You might be, you know, all into apps. So like, how do we treat you with an app? Or, you know, you get the same information if you, you know, get an email or an SMS. So like everybody's preferences are different. And we want to make sure that no matter where you go or what you use, your preferences are the same. You might be a non-digital person. And mm-hmm. so we want to make sure that if you call one of our practices, you call our call center, you have the same experience and the same information that somebody else has if you are using digital touch points like an app, email, websites, all these different things. And the well-being part, meaning that, you know, like we were talking, not everybody has the same knowledge or the same goal, but we want to make sure that everybody has those. You know, a lot of people are getting savvier because there's all this information online, mm-hmm. and they think they could be their own doctors, but we want to make sure that, you know, they're doing it correctly. Sometimes the well-being means that, you know, you can get treated by the right people at the right time, when others happen to think that well-being is like, oh, I read an article in Google and it says like, I need to take an aspirin to do this and I'm going to be cured, or, you know, these different things. And so we're building all this technology so that you can be connected with us. And at the same time, if you don't have somebody to be a caretaker, we can support your health in the way that if you're really sick and your heart rate goes up and nobody's there to take care of you, we can identify that you need care and you need well-being, and that we can reach out to you. And if there's no response, we can send, you know, an ambulance or somebody to look into that person. So it's a very, you know, aggressive or very, you know, very intense plan that we have. And the reason we want to do that is because there's other things that affect our community. You know, our community in Atlantic City is one of the most devastated by the economy. The expectancy of life is very low. There's a lot of mental health issues, drugs, healthcare issues. And so as the premier health system of the region, we are looking to fix things that the government can't. And as a healthcare system, knowing your patients and having this patient 360, it can help improve the quality of life. It can improve the quality of service that we do. And also at the end, you know, our revenues are going to be better because we're not treating people that are going into, you know, only into the emergency room to get care. And that's one of the things that we're trying to avoid.
So I'm actually glad that you brought that up. I'm interested. I think our listeners would be interested in learning what sort of KPIs are driving this initiative. So when I think about personalized care, patient-centered care, I think about maybe this is part of a patient acquisition or retention strategy. Maybe it's a method for improving clinical outcomes. You just mentioned it increases revenue. I'm wondering if there's more risk-based payment models that AtlantiCare is becoming part of, especially since it's a pay-vider organization. Can you talk about what sort of key performance indicators are driving this Patient 360 initiative and how you'll evaluate its success?
So this started in a way, you know, a little bit before I joined AtlantiCare with the, you know, the inception of having a CRM. And so having that CRM and being able to know some certain determinants of health that could drive, you know, potential campaigns to drive, you know, return on investment, you know, on all this. So as part of the goals, the first goal that we have is we want to make sure that for every dollar we spend, we get four back. And so that is our initial KPI. Mm-hmm. So we are going to be looking at, you know, what are the things that are going to help determine that. And by that is, you know, every year we've incrementally added more campaigns that are tied to this patient 360. So mm-hmm. as of right now, you know, this initiative started about a year and a half. So, you know, so we have about six or eight campaigns that are running, and we are almost doubling those by the end of the year. And by saying that is, you know, we've determined some of the kind of like basic needs of the community. We need, you know, access to primary care. We need access to some of the key screening, you know, tests or screening diagnostics, you know, like breast, lung, prostate, some of the key ones that are there. Understanding some of the other things, you know, like I was saying, like, you know, we've been looking at the community and what is affecting the community. You know, we have a lot of heart problems. How do we make sure that people are coming in to getting taken care of heart, diabetes, weight loss? So all these different things are adding and compounding into this strategy. And like, you know, as we talked about, there's three pillars, but you know, these three pillars would not work if we don't create a baseline. One of the basic things that we understood and we know that is important is data and data quality and data flow. And data, if we don't have that data, we would not be able to build the campaigns. We'll not be able to do, you know, the transformation of our technology. We don't have a marketing strategy. And so that is where all of our foundation is. And one of the, you know, I know that I diverted from your question about KPIs a little bit, but, you know, what we're measuring, you know, in growth is, you know, for every dollar that we spend, no matter what technology it is, you know, or what campaign it is, we want to make sure that it's a 1 of 4 initiative. You know, we measure each campaign differently. And that's why, you know, talking about KPIs could get a little bit complicated in a sense, because, you know, we are, you know, for example, we might be doing a campaign to teach, you know, our community and our patients about, you know, some new tools that we have. So what for us that KPI would be is, yes, you know, we might not need to invest in technology because we already did something, but we are going to look into this baseline. We were getting, you know, X amount of appointments. Can we duplicate or triplicate that number of appointments over the period of time that we're running that campaign? And so that comes into, you know, an individual campaign by campaign base. But overall, our goal is, you know, more, you know, to drive more appointments, to drive more revenue, and to drive growth to those service lines that we're working on.
Got it. And so I appreciate you answering the question about KPIs. I see how you're able to, you said every dollar spent, I'm assuming on something like your CRM, you're trying to get some ROI, you said 4X, some campaigns to drive more appointments. Obviously that increases revenue, more patient visits, more diagnostics, more stuff happening. And then I guess also trying to keep the community well when you're in a risk-based model, trying to have more shared savings. So that all makes sense. But you also mentioned that all your campaigns are dependent upon data. And I think that's where the greatest interest in this audience, our listening audience now, is interested in hearing about. Can you tell me, where is your data coming from? How are you able to integrate all this data into the many different applications that are required to conduct these outreach campaigns?
So, you know, a lot of us, you know, in the healthcare systems, you know, we probably, you know, talk about data in many ways because data is so fragmented across the board. And, you know, and it comes with, you know, acquisitions. It comes because, you know, you have different service lines that use any different EMR, you have different things, and you don't have sort of a source of truth. So when I joined Atlantic Care, one of the first things that we did was look at where the data was coming and how the data was flowing through across the different systems that we use. And we identified that it was not coming from the same system, that there was no source of truth. And so one of the things that we saw, it was that we were using data that was pretty much, you know, kind of like a replication of data across different systems without one being the source of truth. So let's say, you know, the way that I explain this to other people that are not data experts is like, think about, you know, that, you know, Jordan and I are working on the same project, and I create an Excel file that then, you know, I give to Jordan, and then Jordan makes things, but then Jordan then shares it with Peter. And then, you know, which file is the one that is the original file? if we don't have a source of truth, because you might have done work and things. And so that's what was happening, is we were getting something that was copied and copied and copied, and we were storing data in different systems that didn't need to be storing data instead of being, you know, transactional. CRM is not a storage database. It's not a transactional. It's a system where, you know, you ingest data from source of truth or data platforms. So that showed us that we needed to kind of step back, and that's why our first pillar was data quality and data flow. How do we make that our first? We identified that the place where the data was coming, it was a database. It was a great database, but as we started looking, this database was just an aggregator of a data lake. And so we saw that, you know, how do we go to the source of truth and connect the right systems? And so we are creating sort of a short-term solution, a mid-term solution, and like a future solution. The first step of the solution was, hey, you know, we need to clear what data we don't need and what is not valuable out of the systems that don't need to. And so that was our short-term solution. And so now just the most important data that needs to flow is flowing through our systems into our CRM, our marketing automation tools. Mm-hmm. The middle term solution is, now that we identify that there is a data lake, is connecting that source of truth into our system so that then we can create our own dashboards, we can create our own data repositories of, you know, filtering data for our campaigns. We can use that for the access center, so the access center has the same information, and then we create a patient experience. So what that means is that if you call the access center and you schedule an appointment today, the access center was not knowing that you schedule an appointment because the data was so delayed in those copies. By going to the source of truth, now we know that, hey, yeah, you schedule an appointment and it's in this location and it's at 4 p.m. and we can give you directions, or we can give you some other stuff. The same thing is, you know, we can create in our digital patient experience portions. You know, we had three different systems doing the same thing. So we're transitioning that all into one system to do that. So all the pre-registration alerts were coming from different systems. And now, because we have the source of truth, we can tell, hey, Jordan, you have an appointment in 2 days. Here are some forms that you need to fill before you get to your appointment. And that information then goes back and gets stored in the source of truth. And then the practice knows that, hey, Jordan pre-registered, all this information is correct. He paid his copay. Right now, it's not that, you know, you cannot see that that capabilities. And then the future term is to kind of go into, you know, a data platform and build this through, you know, all these connections through a data platform instead of creating, you know, kind of intermediate APIs and connectors. Mm-hmm. So that's where our data is. It's very complicated, but, you know, we've made some tweaks and changes to make it work for us into our journey, you know, for this short term towards, you know, our, you know, 2024 goals.
I appreciate you walking me through your short, middle, and long-term solutions for creating a source of truth, Otto. We are approaching the end of the episode, and so I do want to kind of wrap up with a question that I'm sure many of our listeners will be wondering themselves at this point, which is, many of our listeners are faced with the decision to either buy or build. Many people have trouble, like AtlantiCare, developing that source of truth, especially when there's a lot of merger and acquisition activity going on, and now you have a diversity of different electronic health records. I know you're on Cerner EHR, but as you said, there are many outpatient centers, there's urgent care centers, there's hundreds of locations for AtlantiCare. So you're trying to reconcile data across all those different sources. You're looking to build a data platform, maybe you're looking to buy a data platform. How do you decide where to allocate your attention and where to invest your resources? How do you make the decision to buy versus build?
So, you know, so one of the things that we started doing at AtlantiCare is, you know, we were siloed. There was technology, there was, you know, there was marketing, there was, you know, medical or, the medical staff or the operational staff, we were all kind of like, trying to solve problems, and they were all bringing kind of solutions. And we were probably, and we identified that we all were bringing the same solution. So one of the things that we did is we created a governance and a governance team, where all these teams that need and have needs, are having the conversation. So like, oh, we're trying to solve for this problem. It's like, oh, we already have this. We don't need to buy it, or we don't need to build it. Mm-hmm. And, one of the things that we have is our leadership created what we call a Shark Tank, similar to Shark Tank, where the show on TV, where as an organization, if you're bringing a new technology or you're bringing something, you have to go pitch and sell it. You have the, elevator pitch, 5-10 minutes, you got to sell it, why you have it. There's, you have to answer those questions. And at the table, this governance team is there. And then we can say like, hey, well, this already exists. Why are you trying to reinvent the wheel? We'll connect it with the people. And that's one of the ways that we have solved for some of these problems that we had, because before, it was kind of like, run wild, run for yourself and get, results. Mm-hmm. And by adding this layer of governance and Shark Tank, we are able to understand what we need to do, if we need to build it, if we need to buy it. We're in a kind of a way of like trying to avoid to build the, our own, because, what happens if you build it and the resources to build it are gone? There's a lot of legacy systems that, and there are some core systems, within healthcare that you can kind of leverage that, can help you and take you through, you don't want to build your own EHR, you don't want to build your own CRM, there's kind of things that you kind of know. And so there's experts in those fields, and partnering with those experts is sort of like the way that we're working through that.
I appreciate that. I appreciate you walking us through in this conversation, Otto, your patient 360 strategy at AtlantiCare. Trying to have, I think, a goal that many organizations across the nation have, which is we're operating on a thin margin. Every dollar we spend, we'd like to have some, measurable ROI. So you have a 4X ROI. I think that's a KPI that many of our listeners can identify with. You talked about data quality and flow, and no matter how you want to personalize a patient's experience, whether you want to leverage Cerner's healthy intent, but you want to have a data feed from somewhere else, you want to incorporate that into a CRM for an outreach campaign, and it needs to be in a method that the patient prefers, whether that be paper, mail, or an app or something. What needs to happen is you need to have integration of data. You need to have a source of truth. You need to make sure that the right information is being promulgated across all the different systems being used. And then, of course, there's some application rationalization that's going on in a governance committee, and that's used in order to avoid redundancy and, of course, ensure that every dollar you spend does maximize return. You wouldn't want to spend the same dollar on the same solution multiple different times. So I think you took us through an interesting journey, Otto. I appreciate you joining us today. So thank you for joining us, Otto.
No, thank you for having me, and looking forward to, further conversations as we move forward with our Patient 360.
So for those listening, again, this has been Otto Angulo, the Senior Director of Digital Consumer Engagement at AtlantiCare.
From InterSystems, this has been the Healthy Data Podcast. I'm Jordan Cooper. Thank you for listening.